96 Questions fans, we've got a good one for you today. I hope you're ready to go. Let's go.
Oh, whoa. Hey, brother. He just scared the living crap out of me right now. I was completely unaware and completely afraid. He almost got kicked in the face, though. But, hey, here we go. 96 Questions.
Oh. What guy in this locker room do you think was the last guy to get his first kiss?
The last guy to get his first kiss. I'm going to say the guy that brags the most was the last guy that got his first kiss. And I'm going to have to go with Stefon Diggs. I feel like he was the last person to get his kiss because he bragged so much. You know, when he was like elementary, oh, yeah, I talked to that girl. Oh, yeah, I talked to that girl. He wasn't doing nothing. He didn't have no girls. It's all talk, no bark. But I'll say Stefon Diggs.
Jeremiah Searles. What guy in this locker room do you think was the last guy to get his first kiss?
Joe Berger.
Goodness gracious, how quick of an answer was that? Why Joe Berger?
Pretty sure his first kiss was also his wife, who was probably now his last kiss at the age of, I want to say, like 21. That's what I'm going with. I'm going Joe Berger, 21, to his wife, first kiss.
Is this a true story?
I believe it might be. I believe it might have been like 18 or 19, but definitely to his wife, first kiss.
Wow. What guy on this team do you think was the last guy to get his first kiss?
Last guy to get his first kiss. I'm going to have to go with... You know what? This is a sleeper pick. I'm going to go with J-Ron Curse.
J-Ron Curse. Why J-Ron Curse?
He seems like a pretty good guy when it comes to getting dates with the ladies, but I feel like he's overcompensating for something, maybe because he didn't get his first kiss till late, maybe sophomore year college.
Sophomore year of college?
Maybe. Maybe. Let's start some drama.
Drama. Eric, last guy on this team to get their first kiss.
Who is the last guy?
Who is?
I have to go with Steven. I was thinking Steven before
you. Steven Weatherly?
He just walked by, but in my head, I was thinking Steven.
And that's great because we just interviewed Steven. So
why Steven?
No, why Steven?
I don't know, man. He's kind of quirky, man. And I think when you're growing up, just, I don't know. I just didn't think he had the juice when he was younger. I mean, he got the juice now. By all means, no disrespect to him, but. Definitely Steven Weatherly. Last ever's first kiss. And he just walked by. Perfect timing, bro.
My first kiss in like middle school.
Did he beat me? You beat me, man.
So it was Eric who had the last kiss.
I guess it was me. Yeah.
It'd be really good if you edited it and put his Twitter handle on there right now. We had a special request by a 96 Questions fan. And so the question today is...
Wait, what was their question?
That's what I'm saying.
Are there questions for today?
The question for today is, what guy on this team was the last guy to get his first kiss? But, by special request, your question is, what is the weirdest thing you've ever done alone?
Man, I'm just... I'm still thinking about this in my head for a second. That's, you know, PG-13. The worst thing I've done in my head? Oh, man. All alone. I'm sorry.
What? Worst thing you've done in your head? No, that's not the question.
The worst thing I've done alone. Okay.
Weirdest thing.
The weirdest thing.
Not worst thing. See, you're getting this question all messed up.
Okay. The weirdest thing I've done alone.
To be continued. For you guys that think it's just so easy to come in here and interview guys in a locker room, I want you to pan around the locker room. Just pan. Yep. Yeah, that would be the sign of absolutely no one. So don't think I don't work hard for you guys. We're here with Eagle Dejo. Eagle Dejo. What guy in this locker room do you think was the last guy to get their first kiss?
Well, I don't really know who the last guy to get their first kiss was, But I can tell you, my first kiss was when I was about 3 years old. I was sitting perched up in a tree, and I saw this honey sitting over on the tree next to me. I tell you what, she was so fly. I had to go on over there and give her a kiss.
Awkward. What guy in this locker room do you think was the last guy to get their first kiss?
Last guy to get their first. I'm going to have to go with Ben Gideon, the rookie linebacker.
Why Ben Gideon?
I say it's a solid choice. Roommates with him, you can kind of just you know, get a gauge of when they got their first kiss when you live with someone. So, kind of, you know, he tipped me off on that, and that's my final answer.
So, what would be your guess of when he got his first kiss?
Oh, maybe sophomore year, high school.
Sophomore year of high school. He's in the running, but I can tell you, we've got one guy that borderline college.
Borderline college. That's impressive. Yeah. May I ask who that is? Or is it confidential?
Joe Berger.
Understandable.
Boy, what guy on this team do you think was the last guy to get their first kiss?
The last guy to get their first kiss? It's my dude, you know, but I think Nick Easton.
Nick Easton. That would have been my guess. Why Nick Easton?
I mean, he's a nice guy, you know what I'm saying? And, good, high-character guy. It's hard to explain why.
I agree with you. I think this, if Nick likes a girl, I think it's going to look like this. On his team was the last guy to get their first kiss.
I'll say Thielen. I don't know if he's still kissing anybody. He has no lips. You too.
I don't have any lips. I can't even argue that comment. This team, do you think was the last guy to get their first kiss?
Oh man, Patrick Elfline.
That's funny because he picked you.
Did he really?
Yeah. So why would you say him?
Wow, he said that, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. No, Pat. Yeah, Pat. No, definitely Pat. No doubt. Just Pat. You know, Pat's a big guy. I feel like he was very to himself when he was a younger kid. Didn't really mess with females.
Females or females?
Females.
Females.
Females, yes. Females.
So when do you think he got his first kiss? Because we know the answer he gave for you.
What did he say?
I can't tell you that. We're going to find out who actually got their first kiss last.
Well, it's unknown if Patrick has gotten his first kiss yet.
But if he has, when do you think?
When? A couple years ago.
Hey, you're the last one. What guy on this team do you think was the last guy to get their first kiss?
Last guy to get the first kiss? Probably Ben.
Oh.
I could definitely see it being Ben.
Why Ben?
I don't know.
Why is everyone saying?
I think it's probably just like the quirky little like smile that he's got, you know, like right there. I wish we had the camera on him there. That's it. That's the smile right there.
Look at it.
Yeah. That's the smile. That's it.
Guys, once again, thank you for joining us this week. I hope you enjoy this episode. As for me, I feel like I have to break the tie this week. So if my choices are Ben Gideon, Danny Isadora, or Rodney Adams, then I'm probably choosing Jerick McKinnon. Because when was the last guy you know that's got a high voice like this? They probably got their first kiss before everybody else. Huh? You know what I'm saying? Yeah! All right, guys, just joking. But if I'm being honest, I think it was Ben Gideon. That creepy smile actually drove me away.